Bill and Alan sat in the cafeteria of the National Institutes of Health, their conversation drifting between policy and linguistics. As they sipped on coffee from plain white mugs, the hum of nearby chatter filled the room, but their focus remained on their animated discussions. "You know, Alan," Bill began, adjusting his glasses, "I've always thought it fascinating that people working at the Kremlin seem to speak perfect Russian. It's like they've made a commitment to defend their language from the inevitable creep or slang or borrowed words. Take, for example, the word for refrigerator. They don't shorten it to something casual like fridge. Instead, they use a formal phrase. What is it, you ask? Something akin to the box that keeps things cold. It's a point of pride, I think, keeping their language precise." Alan raised an eyebrow. "That's an interesting observation, Bill. But defending a language from change, isn't that just artificially freezing it in time? Language evolves to reflect the people and culture. I mean, here in America, we don't resist change. We embrace it. That's kind of the point, isn't it?" Bill smirked. I get what you're saying, but hear me out. Here at the NIH and in government in general, speaking well still matters. It's about more than just language. It's about the ideals of fairness and opportunity that the Founding Fathers laid out. Even those government workers who've been dismissed for one reason or another still carry themselves with a certain demeanor. They understand that representing the U.S. isn't just about producing better statistics. It's about buying into the concept of the USA itself. Al leaned back in his chair, a thoughtful expression crossing his face. "I get your point about professionalism, but you're putting a lot of weight on what some bureaucrat in Washington thinks. To me, Americans' strength isn't in top-down conformity. It's in celebrating different views, different cultures, and how they all come together. It's about what the people do and not some mere image of the Kremlin's uniformity in government offices." Bill chuckled. "So you're saying I'm waxing poetic about order and structure when I should just let things flow, huh?" "Exactly," Alan replied with a grin. "Let's face it, those government workers you're talking about will still have their professional photos with the President of the United States hanging in their office. They'll still hold their heads high and speak well. But it's the people out there from all walks of life who define what America is, not a pristine image of linguistic precision or even federal statistics." As their conversation continued, the nuance of their debate painted a picture of the tension between ideals and reality, between preserving tradition and embracing change. It was a dialogue as dynamic and evolving as the nature itself.